the hunger strike of the four survivors of industrial schools in Kerry has ended. An agreement reached with the government, and the hunger strike ended at midnight. One of those protesting for the last, I think it's 51 days now, up to yesterday, was Miriam Moriarty-Owens. She spoke to Radio Kerry's Tracy Murphy just before coming on air and told her of their decision to end the hunger strike.
Yeah, it was, we called a good few hours mediating, and we came to a conclusion, a very satisfactory one, and exhausted, tired, it's hard, but the deed is done. Can't disclose anything because of the 4,000 survivors, but we have had a good deal. There's a couple of we still have to do some sort of mediation to iron out a couple of things. But other than that, we were very satisfactory with the outcome. And it was late last night that we by the time we got the tent up and everything. But I just want to thank everybody, and especially for the 4,000 survivors. We did this for you. We did this for you. And you got what we wanted and what we were promised 26 years ago. It might have taken us 51 days to do it, but what they couldn't do in 26 years, we did it. I just want to thank myself, Mary Dunleavy Green, Mary Donovan, and Maurice Patton O'Connell for almost 8 weeks that we were there. I want to thank the public for all their support all over the world, all over, everywhere. All over Ireland, but I definitely want to thank the people of Tralee. I want to thank the Gardaí, the ambulance crew, the Order of Malta, all my family. I'm sorry you put me through this, but it was worth every drop of water. But I just say to people, don't ever give up. There's not, you know, there's everything you can do. There's nothing you can't do in this world. And I just say, shame on the government. But we won in the end. We didn't win for us. We won for every survivor that ever passed to every industrial school in Ireland. And I just can go happy now because they did this. But we did it to them. It took four of us to take the government nearly down. And I just want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart who has supported us. And I'm sorry if I put my family through all this. I really am. But that's all I have at the moment. And I just want to say thank you. The emotion is so high that I couldn't even sleep. The relief just to say we did this for you. And make sure it never happened again. Never, never happen again. This will go down in history, because this is history. This was the Irish Holocaust that they tried to hide. But there's no more hiding anymore. We're here and we'll make a stand. And never forget who you are. We're not numbers anymore. You're Irish citizens that the state destroyed. And I thank you all so much.
Miriam, I won't detain you because I can hear how drained and tired and exhausted you are, because this protest, this hunger strike, has been going on since September 21st, before That's concluding correct. At midnight.
Yeah.
Could I ask you, your demands, you and Maurice and the two Marys, your demands, Mary Donovan and Mary Dunleavy Green, your demands included the provision of a Health Amendment Act card that provides enhanced medical cover.
Yeah.
Are you getting that?
Yeah, it's something similar, but we're very satisfied. We're more than satisfied, but we're still in mediation with a couple of things, but they're just minor, you know, nothing that can't be fixed. We can be fixed overnight. So, but he's a man of his word, and he made a promise, so we have it in writing. So,
and when you say he's a man of his word, is that the Taoiseach?
Yeah, Micheál Martin. He said he's a man of his word, and he signed the document, and it was exhausting, but we did it. We did it. And with great, I don't know, it was so much release last night. I couldn't sleep. I'm sure, but we're fine. Everyone of us are fine. We're okay. Drained and exhausted. But, you know, in the end of the day, We're stronger than what people thought. And we're definitely stronger than what the government thought.
I know there's a few things that are still in, under mediation, but your request that a full state contributory pension be given to survivors of industrial and reformatory schools, has that been agreed?
Yeah, well, not in the same level, but we're satisfied. What we got, and it's a big difference with the HA and the enhanced. The enhanced has not worked, the card that it's written on. You know, because we know people that have it, that have had it, and still haven't. It's not as, but it's something in between. That's all I can say. It's something in between. The enhanced and the HA. They have to have their own HA, is the contaminated blood. So we can't be on that one because that's what they get, and that's not included in ours. So it has to be. So it has to be something different. So, but we'll have something.
And Miriam, may I ask, the physical toll on yourself, on Maurice Patton O'Connell, on Mary Donovan, on Mary Dunleavy Green, and you're all people aged between 57 and 73. So this protest certainly would have taken a huge, huge toll.
For example, the physical toll and mental,
of course. For example, how much weight have you lost since September 21st?
Oh God, hold on now. I was 8'1". I'm 6'5", 6'6". That's okay. You know, I still looked after myself. I still did my, I worked with children in Jackie O'Mahony School of Performing Arts. I did good on a Thursday and Friday and fulfilled my promises to the children. And they knew that. But I was still coming up on a Saturday and still not eating. Now I did have, you know, grief with my family saying, come on. But no, you know, you make a commitment and you stick by it. And that's what we did. And I just want to say something. Mary Dunleavy Green and Mary Donovan never left that tent for 21 days since the 24th of September. And that's a fact. They never left that tent. Somebody had to man it and they did it. And I don't know how they did it, but they did it. I go back up, but we were together, we were survivors, we spoke together, we were able, you know, it was different. But mentally it was tough because every day was a promising day, but every day we were getting to the danger, the danger zone. And but for me personally, I didn't want to die. Do you mean? But we can go as far as we can. And they started getting worried in the end because we weren't giving up. No way, like. And I think today, and President Connolly has been inaugurated. And I want to congratulate her because she was so good to us. And the deal has been done. And other than that, Tressa, it's just to really thank everybody. There's Maura, Yvonne. I want to thank Mary Dunleavy's family. They were so good. There was everybody, my own family. You know, it's so much emotions going inside me there. Just to think of what we had to do, what we should go through.
There you go. That is Miriam Moriarty Owens there speaking to Tressa Murphy, just for coming on air in relation to the agreement that was reached and signed, the mediation and some issues that still have to go on. But the hunger strike is over. It ended at midnight last night. Deputy Michael Healy-Ray getting in touch with saying, I welcome very much the breakthrough for the hunger strikers who have been steadfast in their campaign, and that following a meeting with the Taoiseach and Minister of McEntee last night, their hunger strike has ended with an agreement in writing. I was glad to have played my part over the last several weeks in supporting them, and a statement in as well from Michael Cahill, TD, who had met them several times as well, talking about the hunger strike coming to an end and welcoming the fact that it has been brought to a conclusion. Deputy Danny Healy-Ray getting in touch as well in the last few minutes, saying, I welcome the news of the end of the hunger strike for the survivors of industrial and reformatory school systems. I'm glad an agreement has been reached. And that is what Deputy Danny Healy-Ray has said about the matter. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.